You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Thanks, folks. If you're just joining us for today, thank you for listening. God bless you. Welcome. End Time World News is a podcast we discuss. We're an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And then, of course, if you get anything out of today's podcast, folks, we have a PayPal, a Venmo, or a Cash App. You can always donate. You know, any little thing helps the podcast, folks. It's definitely, definitely greatly appreciated. And we definitely would love, if you do get something out of today's podcast, you want to donate a little bit. So, all right, let's get right into the podcast today, folks. I want to talk about the Trump policy, some of the immigration changes and different things here in his first 100 days. So this is going to be a little bit different podcast, but this is going to go, and I hope and pray this is going to go out to everyone listening to this podcast, and I pray for each and every one of you individuals and friends, family, followers, everybody listening to this podcast. There's some things that concerns me, and a news article came up from, normally I don't listen to this side, but sometimes they have some news that's interesting. NPR.org, that's NPR.org, that's one of the news articles I'll pull from today. And then also the other one is the AP or AssociatedPress.com. That's APnews.com. So the first article talks about here are the five top immigration changes from Trump's 100 days in office. You know, again, President Trump came into office. He says there's an overwhelming mandate to overhaul immigration and border security. In 100 days, he has dramatically upended the U.S. immigration policy through sweeping executive orders, lawsuits, and aggressive campaigns of raid, detentions, and deportations. The crackdown has categorized fear and confusion across migrant communities, sparked street protest, spurred historic shutdown between executive and judicial branches of over constitutionality and legality of an effort that has raised fundamental questions about the due process and freedom of speech. Well, let me just stop and digress there, folks, for 10 seconds. The U.S. Supreme Court does try, for the most part, what I will say, does try under John Roberts, the Chief Justice, try to stay neutral, the neutrality. But again, with this president, President Trump, sometimes you have to say something. Sometimes you have to correct things. I'm a full belief, and then I'll continue with the podcast here. You know, give me just a second or two while I digress, folks. I'm in full belief that if somebody crossing the border, and again, with the border crossings, you know, we've had many of them, you know, coming from Mexico, down in San Diego, all over the place. There's a lot of different places where people over, because, you know, part of Tijuana, that's the largest city in Mexico, that's on the side of, it's right next to the U.S. border. And then again, you know, we've had immigrants coming all over, but I'm a personal belief, And forgive me if I'm wrong, I'm a personal belief that if somebody's coming across the border, let me say this, and I'm looking at this, trying to look at this very unbiasedly, but also as a Christian, there's something wrong in their home. And I would bet that 90% of them people coming across, and just like here in the United States, folks, let's be honest, there's some bad, bad people. There's some very ugly, bad people here in the United States, but there's also some good people with some good hearts. 90% of them people or so coming to the United States wants to find work. They were in their country. They're broke. They're poor. Maybe a woman and husband with their two kids or whatever, or maybe somebody just a single man or single woman just trying to make a better life for themselves, and they don't have any other way, they don't have any other option, and they were told we are the land of the free and home of the brave, and we have been that way for well over 130 years or more. And so a lot of people don't understand this, and here in this country that are now president, and they don't understand. You know, you have to ask yourself, go back to I always tell people, go back to the Bible. Sometimes I forget this. I'm just as guilty as anybody. Go back to the Bible and see and ask yourself, what would Jesus do? Keep asking yourself, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Do you think Jesus is going to take those people and automatically deport them, handcuff them, put them in ICE, and hold on to them? I just read a story the other day, or just today actually, excuse me, that a lady ended up having a heart attack and dying. Why in ICE, why in an ICE facility? She was moved around a couple times. Stress just killed her. How do you think that makes her family feel? You know, the lady came up here, she was trying to do good. She was just trying to get away. I mean, I don't know the full story, but I know she had a heart attack in an ICE facility. That's not good. That's not good at all. That sets a bad example. You know, we are land of the free and home of the brave, but we don't treat other countries, our neighboring countries, like absolute crap, folks. That's just not good. That's not good at all. That's not Christian. It's just not right. It's not right at all. Trump's supporters strongly support the moves. Some say 87%, and he's losing his steam, by the way. 87% of Republicans approve of the way Trump's handling the immigration so far, and it's down to about 98 to 99%. There's literally basically maybe 1.5 to 2%. I don't even think 2%, maybe 1% crossing the border. It was about 60 to 70%. Now it's down to 99% that are not crossing right now. Only 1% is crossing the borders right now. But the partisan divide on the issue is extreme. The same NPR, PBS, Marist poll shows that 11% of Democrats and about a third of the independents approve of his immigration actions. NPR has carefully tracked the biggest immigration stories, policy changes, legal challenges. Here are the top five issues so far. The Alien Enemies Act, of course, Trump uses an obscure 18th century War Powers Act to expand and expedite deportations that raise concerns about potential violations of the constitutional right due to the outlined in the Fifth Amendment. See, again, he pulled that one. Trump would have never thought of that, folks. I'm just going to say this. You know, yeah, I voted for Trump, but I'm just going to say this. I am an independent. It doesn't matter. But what I can say is on the immigration, he never would have figured that out himself, not in a million years, because he just takes what people says and then he just kind of runs his mouth. He doesn't really think of things. It's people out there and he just kind of picks up on here. He'll pick a little here, a little there, a little here, a little there, and then he'll decide to run with it and then claim it's all his own. On March 15th, Trump invoked that act to target alleged members of the Venezuelan gang. He claims the gang, which has labeled the U.S. a terror, he claims in which the U.S. has labeled a terrorist group conducting irregular warfare against the territory of the United States. Again, The removal of all Venezuelan citizens of 14 and older are deemed to be by members of the organization who are not U.S. citizens or permanent residents. And then this just goes on and on and on and on, you know. It's nonstop. And all I could say is, folks, it has to stop. It has to stop. And again, you know, Trump, an article from the Associated Press, the scenes are a daily reminder that the San Diego has become the busiest corridor for illegal crossings in April, according to U.S. figures. The fifth region to hold the distinction of 2 years is a sign how quickly migration routes are changing, and they are changing. You know, and again, the drop is due to heightened Mexican enforcement. The Mexicans are actually doing something, and believe it or not, once in a while we do get somebody coming over from Canada. Canada's very liberal on that side, but they're having to step up just to appease Trump. The immigration and enforcement, Mexican is a lot looser, although they are the heightened support of the Mexican enforcement, which includes blocking migrants from hoarding in freight trains, according to U.S. officials. And then Texas Governor Greg Abbott touts this multi-billion-dollar border crackdown, while others highlight violence in the Mexican state as a deterrent on the path to Rio Grande Valley. So, you know, a lot of Mexicans have come up through the Rio Grande Valley right there that separates Mexico from the United States. They've come up that way in order to get into the United States. Despite the overall decline in arrests in San Diego, the sector reached 37,370 in April, up 10.6% in March, to replace Tucson at the busiest of nine sectors bordering Mexico. And so again, you know, when is it going to stop? When is it going to stop? Migration in San Diego presents a challenge because people come from the wider valley of countries, including India, Georgia, Egypt, Jamaica, and Vietnam, where deportation flights can be costly and difficult to arrange, the U.S. Officials say. Mexicans were deported nearby overland, and Guatemalans and Hondurans, whose governments have long accepted frequent deportation flights, are smaller presence than elsewhere on the border. Like, share, subscribe. You like this podcast, folks. It's this time in the podcast, if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, folks, here's a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and not invited him into your life, here's a simple prayer, folks, before I conclude on this podcast. Repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose you to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give my life to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Okay, folks, if you repeated that prayer and said that prayer, you are saved. I have just a couple of quick suggestions for you. Now that you've said that prayer, now you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, first thing you want to do, folks, the very first thing is you want to get yourself a Bible. If you're here in the United States, there's a couple different ways. You can get a Bible for under $20 through Amazon. If not, and you're in a country or else you're poor, you're unemployed, you're poor, you're low income, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You can get a Bible. There's a couple different ways. The first one, like I said, is probably the best way. Find a Christian church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Find a church, and you can look that up. If you do have a cell phone, you can look that up on your cell phone. Find the nearest Christian church that's closest to you that preaches the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Go into that church, find out the hours, and attend that church. And after you're there, grab somebody there, grab a deacon, grab a pastor, associate pastor, a deacon, an usher. Just say, hey, I'm new. While you're meeting somebody, I would like to study more. I'd like to learn about the Word of God. And so they can hook you up, and they will hook you up. Any normal, decent church will hook you up with a Bible. And from that Bible, you can start studying. You can study the Word of God, either start in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, the last chapter where we're in now, the book of Revelation, the end times, or go in the middle, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, whatever you want to study. Just pick a spot and just go. It doesn't matter. I don't care what you do. Just do something. Just study. That's the first thing. The second thing is, I do have a suggestion. If there's people that are handicapped listening to this podcast, folks, God bless you for listening. If you're handicapped and you can't see real good, like I do have some vision problems, at least on my right side, my right eye. So what you can do is you can install a Bible app. A lot of them are no good. A lot of them charge you. But you can install a Bible app. That would be okay. And from that Bible app, you can listen to the scripture, listen to the Word of God. And I would suggest that if you have a hard time with small print like I do sometimes, or reading, need glasses, glasses don't work, then install a Bible app. At least listen to do something, folks. At least listen to the Bible, make an effort. God sees the effort that you're making. And then go to church, find a local church that supports the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the last thing is you would probably want to get baptized. That's a good idea. And that's it. And then once you're through that, you've accepted Jesus Christ, which you now have, then I recommend you go out and you witness to people. Just share the gospel, folks. Just tell everybody how good you feel. It's great. You love Jesus. You know, if you have questions, get back with the person that gave you the Bible, or get back with a church member. Write your questions down and get back to them and say, hey, I have a question. You know, what's this about crucifixion of Jesus? Explain that to me. I don't understand. When is Jesus coming back? Why is the devil so bad? I've heard a million billion questions. I mean, you know, what's it like to be saved? You know, how can I save people? I don't know how to do that, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, questions can go on and on and on. What is resurrection, you know, and how did Jesus resurrect, and why was he crucified, and what do the angels do? I mean, I've heard so many questions, folks. Just keep asking and asking and asking. There's no wrong question, folks. And that's it. That's it. Go out and share the gospel and do it. All four corners of the earth, folks, share the gospel. Anybody and anything, just share the gospel. Say, hey, you know, can I talk to you? Yeah. What do you want to talk about, Eric? Hey, do you got 5 minutes? I want to share the gospel with you. Just say, hey, I want to ask you something, and just start talking to them. You know, do you know God? And if they say, well, what's God and what's Jesus? You explain that to them, folks. Don't be afraid. There is no wrong answer. Just share from your heart. That's it. Share from your heart. If you like today's podcast, like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. That's it for today. Bye for now, folks. God bless you, and thanks again.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online.
Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.